we are exploring margins as a theme for this podcast this season. And obviously there's the obvious implications of profit margins and all of that, but also margins in the more metaphoric sense of just having breathing room to be creative for a team. So can we dive into that a little bit more as well? Like how you've managed like the passion side and maybe some lessons that you've learned from how to manage your margins.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, early on in my freelance career, the passion was the midnight oil that kept me designing until 2 a.m., you know, and I quickly learned that as like when I was being a freelancer that, you know, I'm only designing 20% of my time. The other time I'm doing invoicing, I'm following up with clients, I'm doing the project management, the account management, the sales, the marketing, the networking. And so like design really quickly became a small portion of my day-to-day operations as a freelancer. And then as I started the agency, it was the same thing times four. You know, as we grew to four employees, there was more to manage, more numbers, more cash flow, more invoices. And I think a large part of our success is that we were always under-promising and over-delivering. We would always give some extra little Easter eggs. We'd always design some extra mock-ups, throw them in to kind of help sell the vision and the concept of the brand. And, you know, ultimately it was a lot of sweat equity. You know, we were producing and ultimately that became part of our DNA and our process that was undocumented at the time to just like, this is our expectations. We have these really high quality bars and we always need to deliver in this way. But over time, you know, we really started to audit and evaluate what we were doing. And 90% of the work that we were actually designing day to day ended up in a trash can or a dustbin on Google Drive or Dropbox and we never saw the light of day again. And so we're like, how can this be a little bit more sustainable? You know, like we don't just want to design concepts. And that's part of design. You iterate, you ideate. Sure. Ideate and iterate and just keep moving through the process to get to the solution. But ultimately, you know, we were presenting five full-blown brand identity concepts with everything from the water bottle mock-up to the billboard campaign to the slogan, the tagline, and charging them very little for that. Mm-hmm. And it was just a lot of like being in our young 20s, like we had insecurities, we had imposter syndrome, you know, and so we always wanted to put our best foot forward. And we saw that it was very successful doing that, just giving a lot of work that we weren't necessarily building into a pricing structure or a business model or a process to manage that. And I think our first website that we ever built, like full custom designed prototypes and full custom development, was $500. And today, like that's something that we would charge like $75,000 to $100,000 for. And we did not know that early on because we didn't necessarily measure the process. We just had one checklist on our to-do list that was like, deliver a website. Right. That's what we would do. We would just grind and we delivered it. But then the business started to grow and we had more overhead, you know, and it was seeing like, oh, cash flow is an issue. The timing of when do we bill versus when is the work being done and actually being completed. And sometimes, you know, clients being late in their homework or us being late to the table, late to the draw, it takes two to tango. There's mistakes that happen on both sides, but really we would often bill at the end of the project. So like through the Entrepreneurs Organization, I was learning like, oh, I'm actually financing this work for 60, 90, 180 days. Because maybe that project was 2 months long, mm-hmm. and then we're getting paid 30 days after that. So that's 90 days from the start of it to the finish that, you know, we had to foot the bill on. And so we learned really a lot about like cash flow management, the accrual timing of matching projects up to the duration of the project to meet the billing and then also meet the resources that we have on the team. And to always keep those resources utilized, and the resources being our people, and it's our most valuable asset is our talent and our team. You kind of touched base on it too. You know, as a creative, as a designer, we're often looking at creating white space to make things stand out, to give things room to breathe. Mm-hmm. We have margins and we have padding. And really, the padding is looking at the process and adding a little bit of buffer of costs, because things do go over time. Things do get over delivered. And so adding that little buffer in there gives us a little breathing room around our expenses. And, you know, our expenses are our software costs, the fun tools that we all love here. Like, we all love the Creative Cloud, Figma, you know, you name it. Like, there's a lot of costs that go into operating your business. And a lot of it for us is software. You know, our first expense is people, and then it's software. And so having that profit allows us to save up for expenses, whether it's buying, you know, a new print plotter or some studio lighting for the photo studio, to have some padding to breathe and sleep at night. And really, we operate off of this 50-30-20 rule. Mm-hmm. Our 50% margin is gross profit margin. So that's our revenue minus our cost of goods sold, which is our people. The people are the costs of delivering the work. And then the 30% of top line revenue should be our expense target. So we budget for software, professional development, learning, R&D, rent on our studio space. And then at the end of the day, we, you know, our target is that we have 20% left over for those savings and growth. Really just, yeah, try to visualize it like, you know, our team is in the middle of the page mm-hmm. on that A4 layout, and we want to have the proper margins for the team to breathe. And with things like inflation, our cost of goods have gone up at home, but it's also gone up as an employer. You know, I have to pay our team members more money just to afford a decent work-life balance and compensate, you know, benefits. We have healthcare plans, we have paid time off, we have retirement savings plans. Yeah, like the total compensation structure really helps us understand our cost of the people, software, and the end of the day, the business costs. And so we're able to take that and formulate what is our profits from that model there.
Yeah, I really appreciate how you use that parallel, that metaphor between like margins and padding on a page or a web layout with managing financials. I think another way I think about this is whether for designers, whether you're working in like 2D or 3D, thinking about like space, cash flow is really about the 4D chess, right? It's really like adding that time dimension, and that can be the real killer. That was definitely one of the lessons I learned from the School of Hard Knocks when I was running a studio as well, of like, okay, there's like the total project size of things, but if you're not going to see that for another 3 months, you know, how are you going to keep the lights on and all of that?
Yeah. The fourth dimension. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's the one that often feels like we have no control over. The clock's always ticking. But cash flow has been the biggest challenge by far, you know, in the 10 years of running Commence Studio here. You know, we've solved it at times and for years and years upon times. And then, you know, we have macroeconomic headwinds the last 18 months and cash flow gets a little bit shorter. Ideally, we try to reserve 4 months of cash on hand of our total operating expenses just to have that runway and that safety net. It's what allows maximum creativity when you're not sweating getting the checks in on time. You're not sweating like bleeding of a project because it's not managed properly. You're able to really free up your mind to have those really deep thinking, deep focus sessions on the work that truly is what we all love to do here.